On the demise of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such conditions come over Medina Munawwara. That the Sahaba's minds are not working properly. People have become murtad. People are refusing to pay zakat. One order of Allah's zakat is being broken. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is made Khalifa. Umar says to him, Ta'allifin Nas, Ta'allifin Nas. Oh Abu Bakr, take it easy with the people. Take it easy. Why? Because they had not yet recovered from the death of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Iman, what is Iman? One night Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying with his head in the lap of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. He's looking at the beautiful skies with millions of twinkling stars. She asked him, that, O Nabi of Allah, is there anyone in your ummah which has many nekis and good deeds as the number of stars? Without hesitation, he says, O Aisha, it is Umar. She gets a shock. She meant she was hoping the answer would be her father. And being a woman, she couldn't control herself. What about my father? What about Abu Bakr? And he says, O Aisha, inna jami'a hasanati Umar ka hasanatin wahida min hasanati Abi Bakr. That all the good deeds of Umar is equal to one good deed of Abu Bakr. He said, if you put the iman of the whole ummah on one side and the iman of Abu Bakr on the other side, the iman of Abu Bakr will outweigh the iman of the whole ummah. Umar says, Ta'allif in nas, take it easy. He strikes him on his chest. Ajabbarun fil jahiliyah, wa khawarun fil Islam. In jahiliyyah you were a brave person, now in Islam you have become a coward. Sa'id al-mimbar, hamidallah, wa asna alayhi. Climbs onto the mimbar, gathers the sahaba, and he reads out the khutbah. Inna Allah ba'atha Muhammad, wal haqq kullun shareed, wal Islam gharibun tareed. قد رث حبله وقل أهله فجمعهم الله تعالى بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلهم الأمة الباقية الوسطى والله لا أبرح أقوم بأمر الله وأجاهد في سبيل الله حتى يقتل منا شهيدا في الجنة والله لو منعوني عقالا مما كانوا يعطون رسول الله ثم أقبل معهم الحجر والشجر والمدر والإنس والجن لجاهدتهم حتى تلحق روحي بالله. He says, Allah send Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mankind was steeped in ignorance. There was no deen. People were in the depth of jahalat. Islam was weak, Islam was strange. Allah gathered mankind on the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and an ummah was prepared, an ummah baqiyah, an ummah that would remain and establish the orders of Allah. Allah's qasam, I will continue to stand up by the order of Allah. And I will strive in, and we will strive in the path of Allah until those of us give up our lives for Allah's sake, and Allah will raise us as shuhada in Jannah. Allah's qasam, if they ask me to lessen from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not the animal of zakat, but the rope by which the animal is tied, if this much is diminished from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they bring all the trees of this world, bring all the houses of this world, bring all the armies of this world, bring all the technologies of this world, every insan on this earth, every jinnat on this earth gathers together and forms one massive army, marches upon Medina Munawwara, asking us to accept that the rope of zakat should be diminished from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I Abu Bakr alone will stand up against the whole mankind and every army and every government. والذي لو اختطفتني الذئاب والكلاب. Let them come into Medina. Let them cut my body into pieces. Let the dogs and the wolves feed on my bodies. Let Medina be defenseless. Let the wives of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be slaughtered. والذي نفس أبي بكر بيده لو جرت الكلاب بأرجل أزواج رسول الله. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Abu Bakr, let the wives of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be slaughtered one by one. I will tolerate that their bodies be dragged by the dogs of Medina through the streets of Medina. I will tolerate that one by one our bodies be cut into pieces till the animals feed over us. But I will not tolerate that one order of Allah should break, that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be diminished by the extent of one rope. Hatta talhaqa ruhi billah, until my ruh goes back to Allah. This is Iman. This is La ilaha illallah. Umar says, when we heard this, Sahaba understood Allah had opened the reality on Abu Bakr. We came out of our ghaflet and we understood this is what we were saying.